Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung in his Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. Anger should be used to punish a demon who is envious of devotees. Kama, Krodha, Lokha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, delusion, pride, and envy all have their proper use for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. A devotee of the Lord cannot tolerate blasphemy of the Lord or his other devotees, and the Lord also cannot tolerate blasphemy of the devotees. Thus, Lord Nrisimhadeva was so very angry that the great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and even the goddess of fortune, who is the Lord's constant companion, could not pacify him, even after offering prayers of glorification and praise. No one was able to pacify the Lord in his anger. But because the Lord was willing to exhibit his affection for Prahlad Maharaj, all the demigods and the others present before the Lord pushed Prahlad Maharaj forward to pacify him.
So, the material was kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, and matsarya. These things are condemned. And for a sadhava, means a neophyte devotee, is advised to give up these low-grade habits. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. But people may question that where from these lowly qualities came. Kama is lowly, as we say, but where from this came? In the Vedanta Sutra, we get the reply. Everything that we experience, it comes from God. So, we stand this way. You are standing with him, stand. So, without the original soul, even these lowly things, where from it comes? It comes from God. Just like Adharma, he really does it. He, this guy, has the bad side of God. And Vinyasa is this guy, as the front side. So, there is no difference between front side and back side. Absolute. Lord is absolute. Anyway, apart from God's body, even in our body, we do not make any distinction. Suppose if there is some trouble, if there is some boil here in the front side, and if there is some boil in the back side, does it mean I shall not take care of the back side boil? I shall take care of it, I shall have treatment for it. I cannot neglect the back side boil because it has come out from the back side. There is no such reason. So, this bad habit, tama krodha, tama means blood, krodha means anger, they are also coming from God, then how we can neglect, how we can reject. But there is no need of rejecting. That is it. Not from the start. You cannot reject. That is not possible. Yes, you are a living being. That must be calm, close, low, muscle. You cannot reject it. You cannot make it zero. That is impossible. But it has its proper use. That you have to know. Unless you know the proper use of everything, everything. Proper use means it must be used or Krishna. Then it is proper. Otherwise, it is misuse. There is no such thing as bad. Everything is good when it is used for Krishna. That is the difference between material and spiritual. Spiritual, everything is good. For material, everything is bad. You cannot make any distinction when a thing is used material. It is bad. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Daite bhadra bhadra sakuri samaya. Daite means in this world of duality, everything is bad. They have invented some artificial meaning. This is good, this is bad. But actually, everything is bad in the mystical. There is nothing good. And just the opposite in the spiritual part, everything is good. The other day, I was giving the example that Krishna is people. Makhan so. And there is still in Yamuna, Kilso. Kilso is famous. The sea who stole cleansing condensed meat. So this story means stealing is there in Krishna. Does it mean that it is bad? No. It is good because it is connected with Krishna. It is good. Otherwise, how people are worshipping a tree? And why is it used material? When I steal something for my own gratification, I am making you is true. And then, this is the distinction. Anything, bad or good, they are coming from Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad, Aham Sarvasya Prabhupada. आपका सर्वांग वर्तते अहम सर्वस्व प्रभव आई एम दी ओरिजिनल एवरीथिंग सो एनीथिंग कमिंग फ्रॉम कृष्णा आई कैन बेयर कैन बेयर एब्सोल्यूट Krishna says personally and belongs to the then Mahavira says the same. Absolute truth is there from where everything is coming. So, the lust is also coming from Krishna. We find lust is there among the gopis, among Krishna. But Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Brahma Kati Tupasana Gajalodhubi Kalpita. There is no better mode of worship than it was conceived by the Brajavadu dance and song. Braja, Brajavadu. Parakyal. But in the material world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict about women, that once upon a time there was singing a poem in the Jagannath temple, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running past, how nice singing is going on in the temple, let me go and get. Then Govinda, his personal servant, checked him. My dear son, this singing is done by women. Oh, this woman. Govinda just saved my life. You see. And the same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended some of the gopis who love Krishna as paramount. Ramma Kasi Supasana. Just see the distinction. The same business is there, but it is all spiritual. Therefore, everything is very, very brief. The Sahaja means the blissful deeds, transcendental, spiritual deeds of gopis. And Krishna, they take it as material. Therefore, they are content. Then it looks similar, but it is not the same thing. One is gold, one is iron. Polished iron, golden thing, golden color, does not mean it is gold. All that glitters is not gold. We should not mistake. Therefore, one who cannot distinguish the spiritual lust and the material lust, these would have all very sick. They have no spiritual realization. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has strictly avoided. In his Kirtan, he never described the pastimes of Krishna, his dealings, his gopis, that is mine, in the Chaitanya Sanskrit. 18 years he lived in Jagannath Puri. Every night there was Kirtan, but there was no Leela Kirtan. He said, no Leela. Hare. That's all. No Leela. But does it mean that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu avoided Leela Kirtan? No. He enjoyed it with very, very confidential devotees, like Dhamananda Das, Swarup Dhamananda. Like, that's public. Because so long we are in the lower stage of devotion, we can misunderstand. They are doing that. He will find that the rascals who have no idea about Krishna, they are very much fond of painting Krishna's picture dealing with the gopis. because they think that it is just like we deal with your man or your man. It is something like that. But that is a great mistake. They should not, then they will become sahaja. Very strictly qualified. And the Smadha Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami has warned that one should not even dream like that, that Krishna is dealing with gopis. It's just like our dealing with woman. No, it's completely different. Therefore, we have to understand Krishna. That has devoted 9 cantos to understand Krishna. Then, in the 10th canto, he has put the gopis dealing with Krishna. That is also beginning of 29th chapter. So, we should always know that lust is coming from Krishna. But his lust, this lust is desire, and our lust is desire, in the material world, they are not the same. So, Lakshman Das Thakur advice says, Kama Krishna Paramatmane. We are not that we deserve, but it should be equalized. But it's like a very much answer to fulfill our that we deserve. See, if we talk our that we deserve for having Krishna, we should be equalized.